was enjoying the...
What?
I was enjoying the music.
Oh, well,
too bad we can't record that.
Well, actually, we can. I have the... Well, actually, I don't have that recording. I have the recording from the old phone number music.
Yeah, that one was pretty neat, too.
Actually, I might have the music from this one because I've got that thing on my phone that records my phone calls.
Yeah, for those of you who are listening to this crazy podcast, if you call in early, there's this repetitive music that plays over and over and over and over again. And on the previous service we had, it had a similar thing, but it was a different tune. It was actually pretty catchy. And I catch myself whistling it at strange times. You know, just repeat. That's true. Oh, well. Yeah, I think about every 30 seconds it repeats itself. And they made it in such a way that you couldn't tell where the beginning and the end was. It just, you know, it just was.
It just was.
It was the unending tune.
Right. It was the Alpha and the Omega tune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that. Well, the tote is about half full now.
So, I just discovered that there's a new update for Red Tower.
Yes, you will not notice anything new or different.
Really?
That's what I'm told.
Other than the fact that I was forced to do it.
Yeah.
I had to take forever to load up.
Yeah, supposedly they fixed that taking forever to load up.
Well, taking longer than usual.
So, yeah, that's the only thing they fixed was supposedly a login issue.
Ah.
Which is too bad. I was hoping they would break the money glitch again, or the hub glitch again.
The hub? Oh, yeah.
So I can stock up.
Well, okay, I don't think it's a hub glitch anymore that you're dealing with. What you're dealing with is the wraparound on the money issue. Or and items.
Inventory. Well, yeah, but we called it a hub glitch because you had to use the hub in order to do that with the other items besides the gold.
Yeah, but you can still throw gold at somebody and send them into the negative.
You can still do that now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it still has a wraparound issue. And for whatever reason, I suffered a wraparound issue.
Whoa.
With my berries. I had like 2 billion berries, and it flipped over to negative 1.9 billion berries. So, but until they fix getting healed, unless you have sufficient berries, I'm golden, because I can still get healed. It just costs me a few berries and sends me a little bit more into the negative. So I figure if I get myself healed about 100 million times, I might flip back over to the positive.
Okay, the water hose came out of the thingy. I thought it was full. But I had it rigged to where it wouldn't, but it kind of worked its way out.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before that fills up.
It's getting pretty close.
Do-do-do-do.
It's about three quarters.
Three quarters. You know, could bring it up here and finish the fill up up here, but
I'm almost done. So anyway, we have international numbers now on our new phone number. So people can call in now from 26 different countries. No, 62 different countries.
Yay.
Yay for the retarded kid. Oh, speaking of retarded, you'll never guess who I ran into yesterday.
Kim.
Close, but not quite. Someone, I'll give you a huge hint. Someone who has a crush on Kim.
Oh, no. Miss Random.
Huh?
What?
Someone who has a crush on Kim.
Oh, has a crush on Kim.
Yeah.
Well, if it was you, you'd really be retarded.
No, not me. Who was it that we knew that had a crush on Kim?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. He's a rock specialist.
A rock specialist. Oh! Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know. He even creeped her out.
Yeah. He still wants to get with her. He thinks that they're astrologically compatible. I was like, well, you got my number. I'll run your charts. Oh, hang on.
Whoa, I think I move faster than I used to.
So, yeah, anyway. But I told him that she was crazy and that if he was compatible with crazy, I probably don't want to know him. Dang it, this water hose keeps falling out of the thing.
Well, you have to spank it. Make it stay in place. So at what level can you kill a bear in one blow? Level 15, and it still takes two whacks. Hello. Okay. Talking to myself. Oh, I guess I'm talking to you.
But I kind of really don't want to know him anyway.
Oh, well, yeah.
But, oh, I did find out something else, too. He charged them like, oh, Jeff, I mean, the trick, charged them like almost 10 grand to haul their house off.
Yeah.
He said he was taking it to Joplin.
Right.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what number he said, but it was a large number. It wasn't quite 10, but it was pretty close.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, he said it's going to cost that much because he's got to take it all the way to Joplin or have people take it all the way to Joplin. Hang on, this water came out again.
Announce. Yeah. Are you there? Okay. Maybe you're not hearing me. Honk twice if you can't hear me. Flash your lights if you can.
Flash my lights if I can what?
Hear me.
Yeah, it's water. Since the tank has moved in its shape, it's no longer holding the water hose properly like it was before.
Right.
So once it falls out this time, I'm just going to turn the water off and come up there and finish it.
There you go. Yeah, I hope you can get out of there. You're in the steepest part of the driveway down there.
Oh, I can handle it. It's not that big of a deal.
Throw it in four-wheel drive and go for it.
I got four-wheel drive and brand new tires.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just put it. I got it in four-wheel low right now.
With rotation and guarantees.
Oh, yeah. I got the works. Cost me $500.
That's wow.
More than what I want. That's more than what I want to spend on tires.
Yeah, well, that definitely was not the Walmart special.
Actually, the Walmart special is probably only about 50 dollars cheaper total.
Right.
So, and I got them at Walmart. But I mean, you know, I got, and technically these are only 2-ply. Or, you know, technically I should have at least 3-ply because it's 4-wheel drive. And these are only 2-ply tires. So it should have cost me more. But anyways. So yeah, Red Towers. And what about the competition?
Yeah, well, yeah. We've seen some, but they're kind of not even close to being in the race.
Rumor has it that Map Your Empire is not planning on going any further than what they've already done.
Well, that sucks.
But that's a rumor.
That sucks badly.
Yeah.
And what was that rumor based on?
What I read in chat.
In Red Tower chat or in Map Your Empire chat?
Map Your Empire chat.
Wow. Yeah, well. Yeah, that sucks.
Well, we'll
you know,
see.
A good, healthy competition would be a good thing.
Well, yeah, Map Your Empire wanted Red Towers to team up with them. You know, and they badmouthed
Red
Towers.
Well, if that's how far they're going to go, of course they wanted them to team up with them.
No, in the beginning.
Right. Oh, okay.
But they badmouthed Red Towers because they didn't team up with them. And said that Red Towers was not going to be successful because they don't know how to work together as a team. And Red Towers is the only one that's successful so far.
Yep, and it's only got 2 people working on it. And I guess only one of them is really a programmer.
2 or 3.
Well, okay. There's a developer that talks to us on the chat all the time.
That's
refers to one programmer being the guy who does all the work.
Yeah, supposedly there's another programmer, but he's like part-time. He very rarely helps out.
Right.
But yeah, Apple, whatever his real name is, he's the one, he's the main developer or programmer. And then Chris, which goes, he goes by Outcast. He does other things that, that, you know, he does basically what he can do, and Apple does the stuff that he cannot do.
Right.
Because it's like me, I'm an IT guy, but I can only do so much. And then my two business partners, they do the more advanced stuff that I cannot do.
There you go.
And I'm basically the front guy, the guy that people see and hear, like Chris or Outcast. He's the one that talks to everybody. I'm the one who advertises and does all. Well, actually, Jamie advertises a lot and talks to people a lot too, but Jamie and Terry are more or less behind the scenes guys, and I'm pretty much the advertiser.
Do they pay you for sending them business?
Well, they're my business partners. So basically, their payment to me is them working on my server and helping me with my website.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you do it. You advertise them in trade.
Yeah, basically. So anytime I need something, they don't charge me for it, basically. But Terry works on, maintains the server, so I don't have to. Terry makes my life very easy. But, and it's nice, too, because, you know, I feel like I'm indebted to him, and he feels like he's indebted to me. So
there you go.
We're both happy, if you will. You know, we both feel like the other person's contributing more than we are, and therefore we're consistently satisfying each other's needs, if you will. And that's the way all relationships should be, business or personal.
Yay.
Yeah, I need to talk to him more because he don't ever text or call me. He only sends me emails, and I hardly ever check my email. So I need to call him. I'll usually text him, and he'll email me. Crazy. All right, it's about full now. I'm going to go ahead and shut the water off.
I don't hear anything. Am I the only one here? Oh, I heard background noise. Oh. Well, can you run around, Paul? Or you're busy with the tank? Okay. Well, Okay, I'm going to heal my character and kill a bear.
Oh, yeah, it's full. It was like less than an inch from the top of the opening.
Woo-hoo, let it overflow a little bit.
Nope. I'm done. I'm bringing it to the top.
All right.
Now, I can get it up the hill.
Yeah. Where are you going to park it once you get up here? Just block the driveway or?
Yeah.
You can back into that space next to the man cave.
I can't hardly see to back. I did barely a good enough job.
Well, go in nose first. And then by daylight, you can back out.
Why don't I just park next to the man cave?
Sure. Is there enough room to get around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I don't think anybody have an objection. Sounds like you're parking next to the greenhouse.
Yeah, there's plenty of room to get around me. I'm only a foot into the driveway.
Well, you're close enough. We're almost getting echo factor.
Echo!
Echo, echo, echo.
So you want to do Ron Paul?
Yeah, let's do Ron Paul.
Now that I'm at the top of the hill, I got a little bit better signal. I don't have internet, though, so I don't know if I can call Ron Paul or not.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised that I even have signal. I'm surprised it hasn't dropped my...
Yeah, I've got two bars, and every once in a while I don't even have that.
All right, here we go.
Monday, November 27th. President Trump announced last week that he was returning North Korea to the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism after having been off the list for the past 9 years. Americans may wonder what dramatic event led the U.S. president to redesignate North Korea as a terrorism-sponsoring nation. Has Pyongyang been found guilty of some spectacular terrorist attack overseas or perhaps of plotting to overthrow another country by force? No, that is not the case. North Korea is back on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism because President Trump thinks the move will convince the government to give up its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program.
Oh.
He believes that continuing down the path toward confrontation with North Korea will lead the country to capitulate to Washington's demands. That will not happen. President Trump and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson argued that North Korea deserves to be back on the list because the North Korean government is reported to have assassinated a North Korean citizen, Kim Jong-un's own half-brother.
Yeah, I...
Kuala Lumpur International Airport. But what does that say about Washington's own program to assassinate U.S. citizens like Anwar Awlaki and his 16-year-old son under Obama and later Awlaki's 6-year-old daughter under Trump? Like Kim's half-brother, Awlaki and his 2 children were never tried or convicted of a crime before being killed by their own government. The neocons who are pushing for a war with North Korea are extremely pleased by Trump's move. John Bolton called it exactly the right thing to do. Designating North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism will allow President Trump to impose the highest level of sanctions on North Korea. Does anyone believe more sanctions, which hurt the suffering citizens of North Korea the most, will actually lead North Korea's leadership to surrender to Washington's demands? Sanctions never work. They hurt the weakest and most vulnerable members of a society the hardest and affect the elites the least. So North Korea is officially a terrorism-sponsoring nation, according to the Trump administration, because Kim Jong-un killed a family member. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is in the process of killing the entire country of Yemen, and no one says a word. In fact, the U.S. government has just announced it will sell Saudi Arabia $7 billion more weapons to help it finish the job. Also, is it not state sponsorship of terrorism to back Al-Qaeda and ISIS, as Saudi Arabia has done in Syria? The truth is, a state sponsor of terrorism designation has little to do with actual support for global terrorism. As bad as the North Korean government is, it does not go abroad looking for countries to invade. The designation is a political one, allowing Washington to ramp up more aggression against North Korea. Next month, the U.S. and South Korean militaries will conduct a massive military exercise practicing an attack on North Korea. American and South Korean air forces and bombers will practice enemy infiltration and precision strikes drills. Are these not also to be seen as threatening? What is terrorism? Maybe we should ask a Yemeni child constantly wondering when the next Saudi bomb overhead might kill his family. Or perhaps we might even ask a Pakistani, a Somali, Iraqi, a Syrian, or other child who is terrified that the next U.S. bomb will do the same to his family.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, November 27th. President Trump announced last week that he was returning North Korea to the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism after having been off the list for the past 9 years. Americans may wonder what dramatic event led the U.S. president to redesignate North Korea as a terrorism-sponsoring nation. Has Pyongyang been found guilty of some spectacular terrorist attack overseas, or perhaps of plotting to overthrow another country by force? No, that is not the case. North Korea is back on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism because President Trump thinks the move will convince the government to give up its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. He believes that continuing down the path toward confrontation with North Korea will lead the country to capitulate to Washington's demands. That will not happen. President Trump and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson argued that North Korea deserves to be back on the list because the North Korean government is reported to have assassinated a North Korean citizen, Kim Jong-un's own half-brother, in February at Kuala Lumpur International Airport. But what does that say about Washington's own program to assassinate U.S. citizens like Anwar Awlaki and his 16-year-old son under Obama, and later Awlaki's 6-year-old daughter under Trump? Like Kim's half-brother, Awlaki and his 2 children were never tried or convicted of a crime before being killed by their own government. The neocons who are pushing for a war with North Korea are extremely pleased by Trump's move. John Bolton called it exactly the right thing to do. Designating North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism will allow President Trump to impose the highest level of sanctions on North Korea. Does anyone believe more sanctions, which hurt the suffering citizens of North Korea the most, will actually lead North Korea's leadership to surrender to Washington's demands? Sanctions never work. They hurt the weakest and most vulnerable members of a society the hardest and affect the elites the least. So North Korea is officially a terrorism-sponsoring nation, according to the Trump administration, because Kim Jong-un killed a family member. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is in the process of killing the entire country of Yemen, and no one says a word. In fact, the U.S. government has just announced it will sell Saudi Arabia $7 billion more weapons to help it finish the job. Also, is it not state sponsorship of terrorism to back Al-Qaeda and ISIS, as Saudi Arabia has done in Syria? The truth is, a state sponsor of terrorism designation has little to do with actual support for global terrorism. As bad as the North Korean government is, it does not go abroad looking for countries to invade. The designation is a political one, allowing Washington to ramp up more aggression against North Korea. Next month, the U.S. and South Korean militaries will conduct a massive military exercise practicing an attack on North Korea. American and South Korean air forces and bombers will practice enemy infiltration and precision strikes drills. Are these not also to be seen as threatening? What is terrorism? Maybe we should ask a Yemeni child constantly wondering when the next Saudi bomb overhead might kill his family. Or perhaps we might even ask a Pakistani, a Somali, Iraqi, a Syrian, or other child who is terrified that the next U.S. bomb will do the same to his family.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like our disclaimer says, a terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government
calls non-terrorists terrorists.
Right.
Anybody who doesn't agree with the authoritarian government is a terrorist. Whoa, did I lose somebody? Wasn't me. Where, oh, where has Kano gone? You gonna call back in?
No, coming in. I was getting an echo out there, so
Oh, so you hung it up.
Yeah.
You were out there and you got an echo. Well, I don't know if they can hear you.
We're kind of good in there. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
damn terror. Damn, is that one of our sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
That's a monster.
Yeah, I'll dig it up.
No, I didn't. You can turn that light on.
It's actually one of the...
Here you go. There's a little berry right here that you put the switch on and the light's on. Ba-ding.
Dingleberry. You know what a dingleberry is, right?
Yeah.
This one's going for right here.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I would unplug that light, plug it into that, hang it off the fence, go collect wood. Okay. In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I was watching him asleep.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not asleep when I'm doing that.
But anyways. Terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government.
Yeah.
I think I can play the disclaimer. I'll have it on my phone, I think, maybe.
Okay, you want me to mute while you do that?
Well, no. We'd have to play it from my phone to your phone.
Ah.
I think I just cleared something important, but I
don't know.
So, yeah, he was like, he definitely was calling out the government this time about being terrorists.
Well, as subtly as he could.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because he can still get in trouble.
Yeah, they already attacked his son.
They attacked his son?
Yeah.
What did his son do?
What his son did is probably what he did. They attacked his son and beat the crap out of him a couple weeks ago.
Well, he's putting the thumb drive in with the disclaimer.
I have no idea what you play it to. I don't know if this is the mic or if the mic's still here or what.
No, you can unplug that just to be on the safe side. This will take a second to load.
I wonder if there's any point to me having the speaker on since you're here and I don't have to listen to you via the podcast.
Right, because my speaker's already on.
Okay. So, if one of you callers calls in, I'll put it back on speakerphone.
Maybe. He hears you.
Yeah, this might be our world's shortest podcast. Because I'm tired. Yeah, well, I'm not glad to be. Yeah. We're going to buy them prematurely. We are not ready for them. Sort of like Leonard Cohen was. I tell you what, if they come to me when I call, I might trust them to turn them loose. But only when I'm there. We do have one major problem.
Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 1C3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty. And those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals. We are not man-animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Yeah! It is a piece of luck you sit here watching, so slowly.
Okay. I think I got some dead wood. This fireplace is kicking out some serious heat.
Oh, Uber. Uber?
Yeah.
That's freaking huge. You probably eat that.
That's a 3-pounder.
Yeah, you eat that. Yeah,
you eat that. And I feed about 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah.
Or feed 3 or 5.
No, we can actually use
it. Yeah. So, where do you think that ends the road?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you say start digging up the ones that are in the west?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Probably.
I'm not going to have time to dig them all up.
I hear you. I'm surprised that it's still in good condition. So.
Yeah, because I got to go back to work in a couple of days.
Right. So there's still more to dig in the road? Okay. I'll get on it, because that will be impressive to have there at the farmer's market. Now, is that purple? But right. It's white.
Looks like it's a purple.
Taking the line. Red
or purple. It
looks purple. All right, stand on the table, let it carry.
Huge purple.
Yeah. Monster purple.
One in there, just as big on.
All righty.
That came from our land. We didn't need water, right?
No. No,
it's
we.
It's all God water.
It's all God water. It was a matter of proper setting up the mound, not hugel cultures, swales. I set all the raised beds for the sweet potatoes perpendicular to the flow of water, put them on contour. Well, yeah, they're all two. I think they're tubers. I forget what you call them. I'll have to look it up. What is a sweet potato tuber? Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that one probably is. But it's still got stuff growing off of it.
It's not. Well, it might be rotten.
That one might not be, though.
I have a sweet potato I can reach down and lose my finger in.
This one looks like it's too good to plant some more off of. I think it's an orange or a red taste.
Right. Right.
Here's a, I think a red skin is pretty good size.
Yeah. I do know this. I am going to very specifically plant them in sections so that we know exactly what we're digging up and where. Most of them are French fries. Yeah. That first box that you dug up was so scraggly, I didn't even sort it yet.
Yeah, because they were just like, it was a little short row, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
There's still some good things.
And these have survived a couple of frosts.
That too.
Yep. Okay, well, so you got me something massive to take and show. I'll take bids on that large one. Yep. Well, no. The gentleman who came 2 weeks before had all his huge sweet potatoes. People were talking to me today. They're saying, yeah, they're too big. I couldn't deal with those. They wanted the size I got. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's. I'll find out. Yeah. Hold on. Let me put the bowl on it. And there you go. Put it on there. Put it in the bowl.
Yeah.
Fine, hold on. I got to reset it. Okay, give it a second. There you go. It's zeroed. 4 pounds and 2.5 ounces.
Yeah, it's a 4-pounder. Yeah, what's this one? Is? This is a little lighter. Three, 2.5.
2 pounds and 10 ounces. It's almost three. Yeah, well, 2 and 2/3.
Yeah, that one's that's crazy. Or crossbreed between.
It's hard to tell when the skins get ugly like that. Okay, yeah, we're fine. There's your indicator. I was watching a cartoon series. It's anime though. For the life of me, I can't say it. Bleach. Okay. When I was there, people wanted to hand me these plastic coins, $1 each. All right, they're from Cultivate, Kansas City, and so I'm going to do some research into these things. Hopefully, the place where I was at, they reimburse us dollar for dollar, but what I was told is they use them to make people's food stamps go further. So people can purchase these with their food stamps, I guess. I don't know. I have to look into it. And then they can get twice as much food as their food stamps would normally give them. So I don't know if they're issued as supplement to their food stamps or if they're purchased with food stamps. Yeah, this is true. But I did accept them. All right. About $20 worth. And I kept one. They reimbursed me for their face value. So. In a limited time period. Is it? Well, I'm just going to keep it. I'm going to try contacting Cultivate Kansas City. Because I was told I should do that in the first place. Because I was told that they will buy all my veggies. Everything I'm producing. So, now they might dictate prices to me. But it's a guaranteed sale. Could be. People said my prices are very reasonable, and I think actually after seeing what the stores are selling, my price is very reasonable, because even though I'm charging in some cases twice what the store is charging for the same poundage, the stores are selling things that have rat holes chewed through them, bug holes all over the place, rotten spots. And they're GMO and coated with insecticides and pesticides and all that other stuff. And mine are all natural. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do have a problem. Some of mine are sprouting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I forgot to bring the ones that
I've had in Oklahoma.
They're starting to sprout, too.
Yeah, some of them are starting to sprout.
They're ready to grow again.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, they're not. Because there's no climate to grow them in here.
Yeah.
Take them down to Oklahoma and put them in the garden there.
Yeah,
yeah, I believe you. Well, I saw when I escaped California, passing through Texas, there was snow in Texas. So it gets cold there, too.
Prepper.
Give her some. Let her grow them.
Yeah. So, right now, Flyers?
Yeah. Yep.
No real update. But they're able to relocate home now. So that's
yep.
If you're home.
If you're home. Yep. Or if you have an appropriate, dare I say it? Fake GPS.
Yeah,
fake GPS. Oh, I shut all that off. It's only GPS. Oh, Google Play. Yeah, you have to use Google Play to run the game. Google Maps. Well, yeah, but you can make it so Google Maps doesn't use Wi-Fi and that stuff. You go into your phone settings and force it to just use GPS. And then if you have the appropriate fake GPS, it replaces the GPS with the coordinates you tell it. And I haven't gotten this one to work yet, but supposedly it's dynamic. You walk around, and it moves you around as if you're where you said you were, which is pretty neat because, you know, it's, you know, it marks the place where you are as if it's someplace far away. Huh. Okay, I just received a cryptic message from, shall I say, my Atlanta. Gonna play.
Yeah.
Play chess this evening. That's not so cryptic. Yeah. Sorry, no. Leaving early. Right. Well, what was there to do? We didn't have the resources to prepare for it. That's the problem. So, but we've done some of the preparing. I just need to clear. I've done 2/3 of the work already. Yeah, that black dyed water. Yeah, I wouldn't want to give that to an animal. Right. That's why I want to use the. Do you think my wire cage? Yeah, we can always drain the tote if it blows an axle. Might bend the frame. Well, we load it up until it starts to creak. Okay. Well, what I want to do is I want to leave the tote on a trailer, and the big trailer is needed for other things. Okay. If I had some spare tires to put back on the other trailer that's over in the goat yard, well, then let's put them on. And then, can we get that done while we're out and about? Okay. So we get them mounted, put the tires on, the tote up on that trailer, and that trailer is definitely heavy duty enough to maintain Okay, and I want to move boats up to the top because I can use my hand for water. Plus, I want to fix the base so that I won't have problems with the boat crashing down on top of the valley. And that's part of the reason why it ran out of water so quickly. I opened up and I couldn't shut it again. The hoses do leak. They don't leak very quickly, but they do leak. So, yes. Yes. Yeah, it didn't fall down on itself and crush itself down into its bones. Also figure out how to solve the crushing down thing. Proper pallet structure. So, anyway. But the best way to do it is if you buy a water tote, get it with the cage around it, because the cage actually gives the tote structure. It's from collapsing on itself.
Yeah, well, we got
a
pretty
tote for a new cage. Yep. Yeah, can't argue with free, but you got to deal with the pain in the butt. You have to deal with the pain in the butt if you get it for free.
So, free's not always good.
Well,
I mean, you know, because the trick is always saying cheap is good, free's better. Free's not always better.
Well, free is not always free. Yeah. All right. Well, it's 8 o'clock, and we've had shorter podcasts than this. And I don't know, I'm so tired I can't think straight, so. Yeah, we talk about a lot of Dungeons and Dragons now, don't we?
We do. Everything including when I learned it too.
Yeah, just remember. If you kill your relatives, you are a terroristic country. But if you try to exterminate another country altogether, that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay. You can destroy other cultures, but you can't kill your in-laws. If you're an in-law killer, you're a terroristic country.
Oh, there's a new thing out. There's a new attack on aromatherapy and essential oil called the dark side of essential oil.
Okay.
Believing that essential oils are causing medical problems. And trying to get rid of essential oils.
Yeah, well, you know. I have a certain 93-year-old who will not touch comfrey because she was told at a young age it was poison.
Right.
If she'd start eating comfrey now, she might make it to 120. Because the only thing that's really wrong with her, well, she's got some heart problems, but mostly her joints is her problem, you know? And, you know, if she was joints and bones, you know, if she would start doing comfrey, she'd have such a strong skeleton, it wouldn't be funny, you know? Now, wait a minute. Where do essential oils come from? What parts of the plant? Different parts. And so, like, if you were to eat some mint or have some mint tea, wouldn't you get some essential oil in your tea?
Yeah,
but you could get some tea.
So you want to dilute it.
Yeah. So basically what they're saying is, as you're never, ever, 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 ever to take them internally, then basically can't eat anything.
Any plant that these oils can be derived.
Well, but you can derive essential oils from just about anything.
No, those plants.
Well, okay.
Blackberries are
Well, you can't extract them, but they're there.
Well, I mean, if you rub your finger on the plant, or you rub the plant with your finger, you're going to get it quilled inside.
I understand that. I'm just saying it's present. It's there.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, all of those that
are saying
never.
Yeah, that's crap.
And even though you see it.
Yeah, I use oil of oregano occasionally as a flavor additive for my water, and it helps greatly with my health when I do that. So,
well, liquid chlorine.
Right. So basically, what they're doing is they're attacking something that the populace generally doesn't use. Well, the populace doesn't use. But those who are in the know do use and avoid the doctor because they use it. And so they're just coming up with a means of, you know, attack the small group because the larger group will ignore it.
Oh, yeah.
You attack enough small groups and eventually you've attacked everybody and you've backed everybody into a corner.
Yeah, they're
going to back it. So it's like, well, okay, the answer to that is we need to learn how to extract our own essential oils in case our supplies get cut off, you know. Or we'll have to buy them under another name, such as perfume. Perfume. Well, no, you might be able to buy them from people and call them, as long as they call it perfume. They'll just have to specify that their perfume is unadulterated with alcohol and was made a certain way. It's like, oh, that's not perfect. That's a oil.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, here's the proof. The potato proof. Apparently, most of it doesn't have all of it. Right? And the variety is.
Well, you know. But you don't know the full circumstances. I mean, a lot of people think when they're taking iodine supplements that they're having a bad reaction to the iodine when their fingernails turn yellow and various other effects. And if you trace it to its real cause, you find out that what happened is your body absorbed a bunch of boron and used it in place of iodine because it was a close match. And when you gave your body iodine, the body said, oh, hey, that's what I really want to use. And use the iodine and kick the boron out, and the boron gave your fingernails a dark yellow coloration. So it isn't a toxic reaction to the iodine, a toxic reaction to the boron that you absorbed instead. So, yeah, who knows? Maybe she used an essential oil and it caused, you know, certain toxins to come out, which ultimately is a good thing, but it doesn't feel pleasant or look good at first.
Correct.
You a crap?
I'm trying to find this. Hi, I'm new here. Hi.
Right.
It's not necessarily true, but
Thank you. But I've done my All right.
that's really good enough.
Irish said, you know, when he was talking about us being on a flat earth, Irish question says, so what? Are we in a petri dish or something? And he's like, well, pretty much like a flat disc all over it. Nice prairie. Hey, the most talking. And here we are. So, so he was like, so what does it all mean? You know, are we in like a giant petri dish or something? He goes, what do you mean by that? Blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, I mean, it would make perfect sense, you know, if we're in a petri dish being studied by aliens. He goes, oh, yeah, if you believe in that crap. And he pretty much got the phone. I said that we were idiots. I mean, I was kind of being an idiot, but at the same time,
well,
who knows? Maybe we are in a giant picture. If you ridicule stupidity with stupidity, maybe. But. I mean, who knows? How do we? I don't have any percent knowledge on India. So, here's the evidence. And that's what
I was thinking. If it were created,
it doesn't suggest you to commit yourself.
Oh. Oh, you don't answer the question.
That too. Now,
I hate that because the person in charge asked the question. No.
anywhere. I hope they're railroading. They will. But that's the only way to get anywhere, by railroading. And, you know, if the railroads, all the people will be back. And then, never.
Hey, time to call Ron Paul.
Yeah, well,
anyway, my phone's telling me something.